Welcome to another KNGN Festival of Grace Share-a-thon interview. With me in the studio, I have a special guest. Would you introduce yourself and maybe introduce the organization you're going to be talking about?
My name is Nancy Flock, and I am a loan specialist with REAP, which is the Rural Enterprise Assistance Project.
So can you tell us about REAP a little bit? What is REAP?
REAP is a statewide micro-enterprise development program. We offer loans up to $150,000 for startup and existing businesses. We also offer technical assistance, which is really just a fancy word for one-on-one help in developing your business plan, looking at marketing plans, budgeting, accounting, that type of thing. We also offer educational opportunities through our trainings, which is funded in part through our Women's Business Center. So that could be your bookkeeping workshops, your business plan 5-week seminars where you write a business plan during that time, or really any other business-related topic of interest that a community has an interest in learning about.
So how long has REAP existed? You know, how long has it been around? When did the program start up?
The program started in 1990, so we just celebrated our 25th anniversary.
Very cool. And how long have you been here in McCook?
A month.
A month. Yeah. So brand new. Hey, where did you come from?
North Platte.
So you're used to the area.
Absolutely. And I've been with REAP for 8 years now. So okay. The program's not new to me. I'm very familiar with working with startup and existing business owners. I inherited a new territory.
So who is eligible to participate in the REAP program?
Anyone.
So if anybody has a new business startup idea, then they would just contact you about that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how would they contact you? What kind of information would they need to know?
They can send me an email. I'm at nancyf@cfra.org or give me a call at 308-534-3508. I'm also going to be in the area monthly at the McCook Economic Development Corporation, and I hold monthly office hours there from 10 to 3. It's the fourth Friday of the month, and they handle all my appointments, so they could contact them. There's a press release that goes out each month that people can refer to for that information.
What kind of a process do they have to go through to actually receive some of this assistance? Is it a pretty long, drawn-out thing? What kind of information do they have to bring to the table?
As far as just a startup assistance without any loan funds, we have a fairly brief intake form, just looking at some demographic information and what type of business that they are looking at starting. So that process is pretty simple. And in terms of getting a loan, it just depends on the amount. A loan at $20,000 or below is fairly a brief process for in terms of lending time. And then when you're looking at the larger loans, we do require a full business plan, and we're there to help with that, of course. But that does take a little more time because there's just more time involved for the entrepreneur in planning and writing. And then we come in and help them work through that, see if, you know, we can improve it. We also help them work the financial section, which is a part that sometimes can be challenging, doing the research and things for that. So
what is involved in a business plan?
Oh, it's really a roadmap, a big picture of what your business is, what you want to portray to a potential funder, loan source. So you're talking about, you know, what product or service you deliver, you're specific about it, you know, who is your market, who are you targeting, and then, you know, how many sales do you anticipate? What's it going to cost you to deliver that product or service? And that's in terms of your cost of your raw materials or, you know, just your overhead and expenses, rent, utilities, that type of thing. So that's a snapshot of what goes into it.
And the business plan is needed for about $20,000 and up, stuff like that.
That's correct.
So for anything under that, for a very small business, then it's very much more of a work together, get the idea and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Although I will point out that I still recommend everyone do a business plan. It's just a good idea. It kind of keeps all those ideas that are floating around in your head organized and in a tangible document that you can share with others.
So do you guys provide any education for entrepreneurs and stuff like that?
We do. We do business plan workshops where people really dive into this, QuickBooks workshops. We have some mobile a mobile laptop unit, you could say, where we have the program installed on there. We start from fresh. People learn how to get that all set up. And we're open to, you know, social media for business, really just any business related topics that would be of interest.
So if anybody, any of our listeners are considering maybe a new business or something, starting up something rural, something sort of or in this area, this would be a good place to start. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So they can just get a hold of you. They can email you. They could visit you when you are here. And you said it was on the fourth Friday of each month?
Yes. And I mean, that's not concrete either. I mean, that's just, that will be consistent. Let me correct that. That will be consistent fourth Friday of each month. But say that just, that'll never work because of a work schedule or what have you. You know, I can visit the area anytime and set up an appointment.
Excellent. Well, would you give them your contact information again? And maybe, do you have a physical location that they can come visit you?
We don't. That's okay. Kind of unique to our program. We're statewide. We have specialists all across the state, but we come to the entrepreneur.
Okay.
So we don't have an outside office.
And you don't actually have an office.
No.
Okay. Can you give them your contact information?
Sure. It's my email is nancyf@cfra.org. And telephone number is 308-534-3508. And then Feel free to stop by our Facebook page. We do have that up as well.
Is there any closing thoughts that you would like to let any maybe people that are considering becoming an entrepreneur?
Yeah, just don't be afraid to get started on the planning process. I know it seems overwhelming, but if you just take it one step at a time, that's really what you know, is going to lead you to building a successful business or maybe not starting one that might not be so successful.
So what about people that have an idea and they think, nah, there's no way I could do it. Is there still maybe if they have an idea, is that still a good reason to contact you?
Absolutely. Because at one point in time, I think people thought bottled water was crazy. So you never know.
So even if you have an idea and you're thinking, there's no way that could work, maybe a phone call would be a good idea just to throw it by somebody to see whether it's viable or not viable.
Absolutely.
All right. At that, thank you so much for coming down and talking to us and talking to our listeners. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.